mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What would happen if wealthy folks, middle-class people, doesn't matter, blue-collar workers got together and started spending their own money in the green sheets, local newspaper, you name it, exposing government prior knowledge and involvement in 9/11? Well, very quickly, we would go from half of the population, according to a Zogby poll in New York, knowing there was government involvement and prior knowledge, to 80-plus percent like we have with the Kennedy assassination. And I was aware that Jimmy Walter had helped fund the 9/11 Omission Commission meetings that were held on September 9th and 11th up in New York, and a lot of my friends and other people, my colleagues, went up to it. I'd already been in New York for the convention, so I couldn't go, but I wish I'd have been there. And Jimmy Walter has spent, you know, over $1 million before exposing the fraud of the Iraq War, and now he's stepping up to the plate to spend money to advertise the truth about 9/11. Mr. Walters, it's good to have you on the show with us.
Thank you, Alex. I'm glad to be here. Call me Jimmy, please.
All right. Well, I just got a call from a lady in the last hour going, is Jimmy Walter the guy that put Eric Hupschman's ad in Newsweek?
That Newsweek, Business Week, the New York Times, Inc., Reader's Digest, and there's a couple other I can't remember right offhand.
That is, see, I was in the dark about that. He has got a great film, and it is so exciting that you did that. And, of course, I'm going to beg right now to put ads for my videos. But, no, seriously, I mean, that is incredible. Why did you decide to do that?
We're doing packages like that. Our next ads that are coming out are a package of Eric's book, Griffin's book, and Von Kleist's video.
Wow, well, that's going to be amazing.
And we're looking for other stuff, but I only got into this thing 2 months ago, or 2.5 months ago now. I've been scrambling to get stuff in print before 9/11 because, of course, the anniversary drawing attention to it. I was the one that funded the Zogby poll, for instance.
Yes, that was a great job.
But we definitely want to talk to you about putting some of your stuff in our bundle as well.
Oh, absolutely. I'll beg and plead. I mean, that's my goal. I tell people to make copies of my videos because that's my goal, is just to get it out to people.
Well, I'm not doing this to make money either. I mean,
no, no, you're spending money. I know that.
Someone asked me why I was giving them away, and I said it was cheaper than selling them.
In a way, that's true.
It is. If you don't get enough money for the ads to pay for the books, you should have just given the books away.
Well, that's incredible. Well, we'll talk about what you're doing when we get back, but tell folks a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm about 57 next month. I'm from Tampa, Florida originally. I've always been an idealist of sorts. My father talked me into going into business, and I've regretted that actually, but I wanted to be a scientist as a kid. But I've always wanted to make a difference in the world. And when they started, a year and a half ago, when they started the build up to the Iraq War, I'm big on the internet, and I saw how the mainstream media just wasn't telling the people what was happening, and how Colin Powell was lying his head off to the UN. And so I ran full-page ads in the New York Times, USA Today.
Yeah, we covered that, yeah.
And about Powell lying.
Boy, you've sure been proven right.
Oh, it's funny. They did an interview on me in Santa Barbara, where I live. And they called, that reporter called the State Department and said, what do you think about the ad? It was in the New York Times. They said, what ad? We don't know about it. So I wrote a letter to the editor that said, that's really funny. They know for certain there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, but they don't know about a full-page ad in the New York Times. Should we consider this a lie, incompetence, or an incompetent lie?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jimmy, stay there. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. This is massive what he's doing. It's going to have a huge effect, and God bless him for what he's up to. I just learned of it this morning to show how out of the loop I am. But this is very, very exciting. We'll be right back after this quick break. And if you want to get involved on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE Worldband Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live. We're talking to Jimmy Walter, and I guess you'd call him a philanthropist. He has, with his own money, put national ads, $1.5 million worth, all over the country in major publications exposing the fraud of the weapons of mass destruction. He's been proven, of course, totally on target with that. And now I have just learned that he has put in a whole bunch of major publications, including Newsweek, full-page ads, and I couldn't be more excited, for Eric Hufschmid's new video with just direct phone numbers and links to Eric Hufschmid's sites and phone number. That is great news. We've been carrying Eric Hufschmid's video for over a year and his book for over a year, and it is such great work. Jimmy, continuing with how you woke up to 9/11 2 months ago.
Well, I had Eric's book for 6 months and wouldn't open it up. I was a sin of omission guy. I said, well, they probably let it happen, had some sort of stand down, but then someone cajoled me into watching the video, and it was an epiphany to me. I knew then that those buildings were not brought down by two airliners. They were controlled demolition and explosives for use, without a shadow of a doubt. I knew that the Pentagon thing, if it wasn't a cruise missile, was one of those Global Hawk type things. You can't prove what it was, but we know we can prove what it wasn't. It wasn't a 757. And so I said, this is the biggest story of the century, perhaps of all time, of what the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on anybody. And the facts are overwhelming, but the mainstream media is not doing the facts. So in the last 2.5 months, I've gotten together the ads. We're running in Business Week, Newsweek, Reader's Digest, the New York Times, the Daily News. We've run in alternative papers in Tampa, Sarasota, Charlotte, Atlanta, Santa Barbara, L.A., the Village Voice in New York. And we're going to continue to run these ads. I'm on the phone today with placing the new ads and the new thing. So get to me in a hurry, Alex. But we're going to go forward with this thing. And to me, even though it was a bipartisan commission, and I'm still blaming the Democrats because it was a bipartisan commission, they didn't have to sign off of that. They knew what was happening, that this fraud, this out-and-out audacious fraud that the 911 Commission report is, has to be exposed. And I think that this is a stake that we can drive right through Bush's heart, because there's no way, the best he can come out as is totally incompetent.
Oh, I totally agree with you. Bottom line, they let it happen. I mean, how are they heroes?
Well, it's not that they let it happen. This happened intentionally. In my opinion, Cheney has to be in it up to his neck.
The
incompetence of Bush is suppressing the investigation.
Well, let me break that down. What I'm saying is no one can deny that they had total prior knowledge and let it happen. In my films, I clearly state they were behind it. They engineered it, the stand-downs, the drills, flying out the bin Ladens. No, I mean, obviously they did it. But even for people that can't believe that or who psychologically can't face it, bottom line, they at least dropped the ball horribly. Then how are they big heroes? How do they all get more funding?
They didn't drop it once. They dropped it 2 or 3 times. They dropped it in letting it happen. They dropped it in the investigation, and they dropped it in the report.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. And
I got to tell you a short joke. Attila the Hun, Alexander the Great, Napoleon are looking down on modern times. Alexander says, if I'd only had machine guns, I'd have conquered all of India. Attila says, if I'd only had tanks, I'd have conquered all Europe and Africa. Napoleon says, if I'd only had Fox News, no one would have known I lost in Russia. And that's the vacuum I'm trying to form. And the fact of the matter is, even though they won't print the results of the Zogby poll in the New York Times, they'll print my ad with the results of the Zogby poll of the New York Times.
Well, exactly. And you know, I would add to all of this that what you're doing is obviously of the purest motives. The last thing the globalists want, the New World Order crowd wants, the neocons want, the neo-fascists want, is to have national ads promoting original source documentation of what they've done. That's why they put on a whole 9/11 whitewash commission to try to lie and abscond with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we might as well address it. You know, some people are saying, well, this is suspicious that somebody with means would want to step up to the plate and do this. And folks, that makes no sense. The globalists are doing everything they can to cover this up.
Tell me how that's more, just rhetorical, not to you directly, tell me how this is more suspicious than Rupert Murdoch and these guys giving billions of dollars to the party and getting these sweetheart FCC deals. I mean, I'm suspicious, I'm giving stuff away, what do they think I'm doing?
I think you're absolutely amazing. I mean, putting full-page ads in all these publications for Eric Hupschman is a dream come true. I mean, I'm just telling you what's, I'm sure you're aware of what's on the net, and it's just sick. But I'll tell you, a lot of people are envious of those of us that have had an effect, and they're very angry that we're having an effect.
Well, and don't forget that these people are very slick, and so they work all sides of the street. They're definitely, in my opinion, moles in the 911 movement that are trying to keep us discredited. There's a lot of good people, too, don't get me wrong. The whole thing, I have to say this. I also put on an event here on 911 at the Grand Ballroom, which is above the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City. And we had a clip from David Ray Griffin. And the punchline in it, or the best line in my opinion, was he says, I've been looking on Amazon.com and seeing that the 911 Commission report is getting 4- and 5-star ratings. I, too, would agree with this rating if it was properly classified as a piece of fiction.
Exactly. Very well done theater.
And David Ray Griffin, I mean, I've met him. He actually is, this is really funny, Alex. Now, I don't believe in mystic shit, stuff, excuse me, listeners, but Eric Huffsmith lives in Santa Barbara, I live in Santa Barbara, and David Ray Griffin lives in Santa Barbara.
It is very interesting. Well, you know, there's a lot of people who live in Austin, Texas that have been exposing 9/11 as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Texans, a lot of Texans are pissed. You know, I was at the Move On organization showing of the new ads, and they have a guy from West Texas who does an ad for them who's Republican, and it's killer. It just knocked my socks off when I saw it. I stood up and clawed and bayed like a tiger.
I've seen that ad. He goes, you know what I tell you, I voted for George Bush, not for all the lies and torture and doing this to America.
Great ad.
Yeah, that was produced by Richard Linklater right here in Austin.
And they ought to run the hell of that out, the hell out of that in Austin and all of Texas. But and I got lots of libertarian friends. We don't agree on some economic stuff, but we are lockstep together on this on the fact that we've been lied to and the government has taken over. It's so 1984ish. If they're going to look back in history and call Orwell a prophet.
Well, absolutely. I mean, look at the names of it. Homeland Security.
Doublethink. The Clean Air Act. The Pure Water Act. It's so doublethink, it's sickening.
Well, it's like calling it the Patriot Act when it's the opposite of what the Founding Fathers called for.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of what the Bill of Rights and Constitution is. So how many ad packages are you planning on running?
Well, we've run already about six or eight national ads, and I'm going to run at least that many again.
When did these ads for Eric Huffsmith start running?
The first national ad ran on, it was in the 920 issue of Business Week. The second one is in the 920 issue of Newsweek. The third one, the New York Times is really a national ad with the New York Times last Friday on page 19.
Wow, I can't imagine how much money you spend doing that.
Well, it's roughly going. I spent a half. You had your figures a little off. I spent $500,000 on the Powell Lied stuff, and I'm over $1 million. I'm over $1 million now on this stuff.
Well, all I know is the press release said $1.5 million. So.
Yeah, that's the total. But you stated.
You're saying just this wave of ads cost $1 million?
Well, that plus the event I put on, including the event I put on, was $1 million.
Gosh. Well, I wonder what's happening to Eric Huffsmith's telephone.
Well, I don't know, but I hope the sales are up. I know that he used to be not hardly be able to find his book, but now it's up in the front on Amazon and packaged with David Ray Griffin's book. They actually make a good compliment. David Ray Griffin doesn't have a single picture in his book, but he is totally tight logically. Where Eric has really good pictures and diagrams that. A lot of people can't visualize, but when you look at this picture, like of the building collapsing, and you see these steel beams 150 feet away from the building.
Well, the owner of Building 7 says they blew it up.
Well,
have you seen that footage?
I've seen it, and I can't believe he's gotten away with that. He uses the term "pull it."
And then we have the next clip where they say pull it means to demolish, but we have the firefighters saying there were bombs. They told AP reporters,
get back.
We have the seismographs. I mean, that's all there. And if you've been at Ground Zero, folks, Building 7 is way, way far away from the main towers.
Yeah.
Buildings right where the main towers fell barely got damaged, but it catches fire and then collapses that afternoon.
And the fire is not hardly evident. I mean, we've got pictures of the building, and you see a few fires on a few floors, and that's it. Remember, the Meridian Plaza in Philadelphia burned for 19 hours fiercely and never collapsed. No steel building has ever been destroyed by fire. You go look at the pictures of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You see the steel framework of those buildings still standing after an atomic bomb.
This is absolutely incredible. We'll be right back with our guest and get more into these serious issues. Stay with us.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance, and that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Jimmy Walter is our guest. Just spent in a group of packages of ads he bought $1 million. It's amazing to put out some of the best work on 9/11 to the people. It is ultra, ultra, ultra exciting. And coming up the next segment, we'll open the phones up. I know some of the callers were holding before he even got on with us, but all these issues will tie together. If you want to talk to our guest, 1-800-259-9231, Jimmy Walter. Jimmy, continuing with 9/11, you brought up a lot of the smoking gun points. There's a bunch of other points, but the point I want to make is their whole police state, this whole takeover, is based on the lies of 9/11. And we know this. Their official story is a complete fraud. What do you have to say to that?
the official story is a complete fabrication. It's a con job. I totally agree with you, and I totally agree with you that this is an attempt to the people taking away our freedoms are not Osama bin Laden. It's George W. Bush and John Ashcroft, the Blues Brothers, on a mission from God. These people are radical, fundamentalist, religious nuts that are controlling our government. And I hear stories, I can't prove this, but I know Bush is a born-again, that he contacts these people who believe in the rapture and who don't want us to stop Israel, who want the final Armageddon to occur.
Well, those are the dominionists. And to break this down, Bush is Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. They manipulate Christians into believing that basically George Bush is God, and then they manipulate their staff using this, and of course Ashcroft's anointing people with oil. It's a psychological warfare program, in my opinion.
Well, I agree with you. One of the ads I also ran last year was a chart or table. And one of it, I hit one table column of the table was Jesus. The other column of the table was Bush. And I put what Jesus said, and I would put what Bush said, and it was 180 degrees in every case.
Well, Skull and Bones, MSNBC admits, is an occult organization. So why are these Christian groups still worshiping Bush?
Well, he's got the PR. He comes in and says, I'm a born again. I believe in Jesus Christ. Of course, he doesn't practice anything Jesus Christ taught. And these people are so blinded by their blind faith or fanatical faith and so happy that there's a born again in the White House. And it gets them high to the point they don't think about what he's doing.
I agree. It switches off the thinking process.
Well, the whole 9/11 thing was a very well-planned psychological stunt. They had it timed for those news events to hit perfectly right. They waited however long after the first one hit so the news cameras could be set up so they could record the second hit. They got lucky on the first one, that one guy got the picture. But on the second one, they planned the timing, and then they planned the collapse. So it was like a boxer, give me the left, the right, and the left. You're under attack. The blood leaves the thinking part of your brain, goes to the fight and flight part of your brain, and you become very impressionable
exactly.
By authority figures.
And then we got to learn with Bush at the same time and see the great leader discover it. Then he went to ground zero and I'm going to save you. And then to watch their convention, I was in New York. What a disgusting display.
It was very disgusting. I was there as well. I marched in the parade in my chicken hawk suit. I've got a flight suit with my own custom designed badges, chicken hawk guards.
Oh, I saw you. Didn't even know.
Yeah, that was me. I got a little car horn thing that I rigged up with batteries that plays the clucks like a chicken and crows like a rooster, and I walked down chanting this Jody or cadence that I made up.
Well, it was exciting to see 10,000 signs handed out for the 9/11 Truth Movement, interspersed there with a giant crowd of 300,000+ on Sunday. What do you think about Michael Moore's film? You know, he only scratches the surface, and look how much heat he got.
Well, I love Michael Moore's film. I think, personally, the bin Laden connection here about him letting them leave the country, it was a family, personal thing. If you were planning, it's just like I said about Bush. If I was planning it, I wouldn't sit in the classroom and look like a fool for 40 minutes. I'd have had it looking so I was ready to go and on top of it. That's why I think he was out of the loop. And I think the same thing with the bin Laden family. That's like the Jones family, where they got so many members. A few of them happened to be here, and he said, get them out of here. But Bush and those particular bin Ladens were not in on it, in my opinion. But
yeah,
other
Bush,
than that,
Bush
Michael
is a,
Moore
Bush.
Really catches the spirit with that lady in Flint and how she must feel and change. That's the most stunning part of the whole
thing. Yeah, I think the strongest part is the Iraq information. But clearly, Bush thought it was one of the drills that morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and of course.
And then he gets on later and lies and says, well, I thought that was one bad pilot. They knew the planes had been hijacked.
They just thought it was a drill. We'll be right back with our guests and your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you willing to speculate in today's market? Options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, we're recommending the purchase of Euro currency call options. The budget and trade deficits are going through the roof. The dollar is dropping worldwide. Could the euro be poised to move higher? We think so. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call Barclay Financial right now. Call 800-348-4100. That's 800-348-4100.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Calls quickly, but before we do that, I was just talking to Jimmy Walter, the guy who's now purchased $1 million worth of ads to expose 9/11, promoting information that he believes in. And I'm talking to him on and off air. He's very, very informed. I should have gone to that 9/11 Truth Omission Committee on September 9th, the 10th, and 11th, but I again had been in New York for a week and had to get back to the radio show and work on a new film I'm making about New York called Martial Law, how they occupied the city and are training us for this. But we'll go to your calls in a minute. But during the break, myself and Jimmy were talking about how they could easily release biologicals, chemicals, radiologicals, and cancel the election. I knew about this a year ago. The last 6 months, Ridge and others have been out there talking about it on a monthly basis. Now they're doing drills of how to shut down New York and take over. And we already had one president appointed by the Supreme Court, folks. We have the CIA-run voting machines going in. But if they don't think that'll work, they will pull something. It's not as if Kerry's even different, but you have this junta, or this junta, as they say, that wants to stay in power, and he's been so good for the globalists because he's neutralized good conservatives that there's no end to how far they'll go. They've already gone this far. That's why exposing them now, and just God bless Mr. Walter for what he's doing, is so vital. This is a godsend. Go ahead, Jim, and continue.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. I mean, I'm doing what I think is my part. In other words, I've always felt that people with money had a responsibility. There's no way that I deserve this amount of money that I'm inherited. And it looked to me like this was a unique opportunity to use that money because no one else was doing it. It's a total vacuum. And I could step in here and bring to the light some stuff. And the whole point of our ads, I'm not trying to make money. We're actually bundling products now. We're trying to make the ads have legs. And by that I mean where enough money comes back in sales to run more ads. And I'm putting everything I make out of this back into more ads across the country.
Well, that's exciting, but you had to just fund the Iraq ads out of your pocket.
I funded all of these ads out of my pocket so far. I mean, the amount of money I got in sales out of the Iraq ads had nothing coming back. These ads for Eric have a little bit coming back, but it's not, it's cheaper to give them away, as I like to joke.
Exactly.
But this election thing, I wanted to talk a little bit on that, because we were talking about that before. In my opinion, the latest polls by the same numerous organizations that are obscuring and covering up and self-censoring the truth showed Bush had this 11-point bounce. But the Zogby poll showed no change. And what I see them doing here is they're using these polls as a front to say, look, Bush is ahead in the polls.
And that
and
creates
the electronic
this, that,
voting machines are going to confirm it.
And that creates this sheep mentality where people think, oh, he's winning, I better go with him.
Right.
And again, this is how you manipulate an election. And exactly, Zogby's highly respected. Their numbers have been proven to be accurate over and over again, or more accurate than some of these big CNN, USA Today polls aren't worth the paper, and the ink that they're printed on.
Well, you know, they used to say about accounting, figures don't lie, but liars figure. And a lot of it depends on how you ask the question, how you frame the question. If you say, do you support the president, people tend to say yes. If you say, do you support Mr. Bush, you get a lot less positive.
Absolutely. It's disgusting how they do this. But I was in New York, and 80% of people I talked to hated the fact. They said they're coming back here to capitalize on the deaths. We think they're involved. And then you watch the news. Everybody loves it. Everything's happy. Everything's good. Meanwhile, cops are beating people with billy clubs. They've got sound wave cannons. They put 2,000 people in an old rundown facility on the Hudson River. I mean, it was amazing.
Oh, and they used nets. They didn't tell people. Most of the people could not hear them say to disperse. And then they come up with these huge orange necks and swoop up the whole crowd.
Well, they blocked both sides of the street so you couldn't escape.
And it was not done by the average cop. All of that was initiated by the upper ranks, by the
officers. No, they would go and order them to do it.
Right.
And then later police would apologize to the people they'd arrested.
I walked around New York in my uniform carrying a sign that said, fair pay for police and firemen. The police were saluting me. They were saying, God bless you. I never got arrested.
It's amazing what happened in New York. I mean, they occupied New York. That was martial law.
Well, it was about as close as you're going to get. And what they're not telling you, and Bloomberg in particular, is the city was empty. They got KO'd on sales. You could get a cab anytime. The poor cab drivers were starving.
There were
ten cabs
lined up, and they said people said in 18 years it's never been this bad.
Right. It cost New York City $350 million out of the government pocket. I'll bet it cost New York City $1 billion total in lost revenue.
It's incredible. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Everything he's saying, I witnessed myself there on the ground. Let's go ahead and talk to Lee in West Virginia. Lee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, can I talk about the International Democrat Union?
Okay, I know you were holding since earlier, but go ahead, sir.
All right. Well, I have some information from the net that I'd like to share with you.
Okay, go ahead.
The Republican Party has the International Leaders Program, which is currently managed by the International Fund for Democratic Capitalism, which in turn serves the International Democrat Union. The Republican Party is a member of the International Democrat Union.
Yes.
And it says in its page there, IDU homepage. The International Democrat Union is the Freedom International, a working association of over 80 conservative Christian Democrat and like-minded political parties of the center and center-right. All right, now I went to another website to get a definition of Christian democracy, which is political ideology born at the end of the 19th century with a papal encyclical Rerum Novarum of Pope Leo number 13, further clarified in a subsequent encyclical Quadragesimo Anno.
This is a little bit over my head. I'm not...
By Pope...
let me boil it down, sir. What are you getting at?
I'm getting at the fact that it also has, according to ArabicNews.com, the also a member is the Istiklal Party of Morocco, which is Arab and Muslim. The point I want to try to make is it seems like that Bush wants to be a Caesar, insofar as he was to be Pontifex Maximus.
That's a great point. Email me that information. Yes, I'm aware that they're trying to infiltrate, manipulate all these different religious groups, Christian, Muslim, you name it, and like somehow, I was aware of that, like George Bush is God. I think that's what our guest was getting into earlier.
Yes. Can I make one last statement?
Sure.
The Morano, John Cohen, converted and is now the Mashumat Kerry, and a Roman Catholic, George Bush Sr. bowed his knee and swore fealty to his new sovereign, Paul Wajila, and became a knight.
Okay. I appreciate the call, sir. I have trouble following a lot of that. Dave in Illinois. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch again on the divisiveness issue. The guy, you know, who was asking what we could do to fight or whatever, and, you know, I think it's real close to what we're doing now. You know, you have the Republicans, they watch the Democrats. The Democrats, they watch the Republicans, but they're so divisive that they can't, you know, see the real picture. And
what Jim Walter's doing will break that.
Yeah, and, you know, and the divisiveness, you know, there's divisiveness in everything, and it's one of the biggest things holding our thing back. And, you know, he, like you said, he's going to have, you know, communists come in and say, oh, he's got some kind of ulterior motive or something, but, you know, everyone wants to kill the messenger, and it's just you know, every movement's going to be infiltrated.
That's why we as individuals have to be leaders and have to move forward with the facts that we have. Thanks for the call. Any comments to what he was saying, Jimmy?
Well, it's exactly right. We had, the 9-1 Commission was a bipartisan commission. We can't forget that. The Democrats gave him all the powers, and even Kerry can't get it up to say that he wouldn't do it now. We have the Democrats and Republicans are working too closely together on this for my taste. It's a strategy that they're trying to be as centrist as possible to get the most possible votes, but in doing so, they don't differentiate themselves from Bush, and Bush has the power of the office.
Well, listening to Kerry half the time, it sounds like George Bush.
It's hard to if you look at their written platforms, it's hard to tell a difference.
Absolutely. Mike in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just kind of had like this little thought question, kind of indecisive here. I mean, not asking you to think for myself, but who do you like really vote for? Like, I mean, you vote for Bush or you vote for Kerry, it's to vote for tyranny, right?
I personally think that we need to focus on county, city, state, and congressional elections and vote for people, whether they're Republicans, Democrats, yeah, Libertarians, Greens, who are on the record for the Bill of Rights, for the Constitution, against this war.
Right, and I agree with, but it's just like, we got to get that Bush guy out of there, but like, you know, Kerry goes in, he's just going to carry on the new.
This is the only reason I say Bush is more dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay. Is because he's conned good conservatives. If a Democrat goes in and tries all this stuff, suddenly conservatives are going to wake up, and a lot of the liberals are now so against the war and all this stuff that they're not going to go along with Kerry either, and so you're going to have somebody who's got to get the whole criminal enterprise rolling again, whereas Bush already has the whole thing in place. Now, that's a Machiavellian way to look at it, but do you have any comments, Jimmy?
Well, again, just because you're Democrat or Republican doesn't make you bad or good. You have to look at the individual. My Democratic friends give me grief about this, but I'll support a Republican who's against Bush. Because you can guess that Tom DeLay, the head of the SS troops, will try to defeat any Republican who goes against what he says. So we've got to support, we got to be smart about it. We got, if the Democrat has no chance or is supporting the war, then we go with the Republican or the Libertarian. But as far as the major election goes, it may look like only a slight difference, but if Bush wins again, the gloves come off, and we will his stated platform will be so tame compared to his real platform that we probably won't survive.
All right. Well, thanks for answering my question.
All right. Thanks for the call. Carlos in California. Carlos, you're on the air. Welcome, Carlos.
Yes, I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Walter.
Mr. Walters. Yes, yes. I truly admire you, sir. You're very courageous. But you know, there's so much deception that was going on with 9/11. You know, you got all kinds of prefabricated evidence linking the Bin Ladens to the attack. You got all these, you got the Muslims that are getting drunk the night before in houses of ill repute so conveniently and leaving the Quran there so conveniently.
And then passports magically fall out of the skies.
But there are no Arabs on the manifest to Flight 77 that allegedly hit the Pentagon. Not a single Arab was on that plane.
Well, you know, and then you got Mohammed Atta supposedly taking a flight on the very same day as 9/11, early in the morning from Portland, Maine, going to connect to Boston, where he's supposed to have got the other flight that crashed into the towers, with only a few minutes separating the connections. I mean, does that make sense from an organization that supposedly did very meticulous organization that they
well,
only
here's
allowed
a, here's
the
thing.
Guy couldn't pass flight school. None of these guys could fly.
Well, here's another thing. This is another key point. The all four of the airlines, or two different airlines, all four of the aircraft had exactly 20.3% occupancy because of computer failures on a day when occupancy was over 85%. So magically, most people didn't get on those planes. It stinks to high heaven.
But take that to another level, Alex. From Operation Northwoods, we knew that the government had planned
to stage putting people on aircraft, exactly.
And so it's like a cookie cutter. But this has been planned for 40 daggum years.
Well, you know, I think the whole thing is a decoy, just like Lee Harvey Oswald was a decoy, and the real perpetrators are getting away out there somewhere. And what we need is another 9/11 commission revisited, this time by members of the actual victims of 9/11.
Well, it depends on who's in power. If it's going to be another Republican 9/11 commission, why waste the money? What we need is a special prosecutor.
Well, what we need is to just have hundreds of meetings around the country on a monthly basis, put up signs, get out videos, make copies of videos, educate everybody, and just continue all of us on a low level. You can put a little quarter page ad in your local newspaper or put one every week on the green sheets. You know, get your own local radio show. Put up your own websites, more 9/11 websites. All of us, millions of us that are awake, you know, the few educate the many who educate the mass.
But we, in that vein, we maybe want to copy Move On and have people do house parties to show the videos.
Yes.
Tell you, the video is, it takes the video to convince people. I've given people the books. Books are good, but the video knocks them over.
Absolutely. Thank you, Carlos. Dan in Colorado. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, first of all, I want to thank Jim for these ads.
Thank you.
Yes, and we're going to get up to 85%, like Alex was talking about. That's great. A friend of mine was going down to Southern Colorado recently, and he picked up a couple of local newspapers. They're talking about mass vaccinations and starting out with 9 counties in Southern Colorado.
Yeah, and forced inoculations is also part of Bush's BioShield program. It's really a cover for a giant biological weapons development system, and PNAC talks about how they want to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons right out of Joseph Mengele's own mouth.
Right. Well, this is going on. This is scheduled for October 16th to do an exercise where they inoculate people in nine southern counties.
Now, this is a simulated forced inoculation?
No. The forced one comes after this. Well, they start out on October 16th. They say October 16th, we want people to be inoculated with flu vaccine. But it's probably not just flu vaccine.
That's why it's so important. Well, we know about the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, and it's passed on page 76 of Homeland Security. Very, very scary, setting a precedent to force you to take things into your body. Thanks for the call. We'll come back with a final segment with our guest, Jimmy Walter, doing an amazing job, and we should all pray for him and just thank God for what he's doing. It's very exciting. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. We'll be right back with our guest. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and viable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, folks. The truth always comes out. Might as well admit the world's round now and join, half the New Yorkers who believe the government was behind 9/11. I've done over 1,600 radio interviews in the last 3 years, and almost every caller we talk to agrees with us. The illusion is that people aren't waking up. The truth is they are. Daryl in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with our guest, Jimmy Walter.
Hey, Jimmy, I just wanted to tell you real quickly, I'm a 20-year military veteran who spent 26 years in the intelligence community, and I'm begging and pleading with you. You got to see Alex's two videos on 911, The Road to Tyranny and The Masters of Terror. I just beg you to take a look at those, too, because I've got over 100 different videos. I've got all the ones that you've put out so far, Huffnagel and that you've been sponsoring, and just beg you, please take a look at Alex.
Well, he's overnighting them with me tonight, and I'm going to look at them tomorrow.
And God bless you, sir, and thank you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you for thanking me.
Well, Daryl, that sounds like a setup, but it wasn't, but thank you. Yeah, I sure hope and pray he does.
Alex, everybody talks about you. Everybody.
Oh, listen, I've got it on video in the crowds. I probably had 500 people come up to me from New York, and I even saw folks there with copies of my videos handing them out. So I'm just one guy, though. All of us have to be leaders. I'm just as excited about you doing other people. I'm just as glad. My family doesn't have a future if we don't defeat this. So, I mean, we're all in this together. Just God bless you, Jimmy. You're doing a great job.
Even though I don't like to do it because I get so much flack, it really is a Reichstag fire type event, one way or the other, because it's so similar. Hitler used that to take away rights, and then it just got worse and worse.
Well, that's what I document. That's how Road to Tyranny starts.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, we're on the same page. James in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air with our guest.
Thanks a lot, both of you guys. And it's really brilliant the way you distributed the ads across the spectrum. You got conservative and liberal. You got the Business Week and Reader's Digest on the conservative and the Newsweek and the other. That was good. Really, really brilliant.
I don't believe that the average business leader in this country knows what's happened, or they wouldn't allow it to happen either.
That's why it's good.
And they're only getting their news from the mainstream press.
Right.
There's a famous line from Ishmael: if the world is saved, it will be saved by changed minds.
Exactly, and let me add this. Just the ads running and people seeing that it's mainstream and that there's money behind it, a lot of people pay attention to that. This will raise the credibility just having the ads. I mean, I hope you run an ad about the Zogby poll so they can't cover that up.
That's the next ad. That's the headline of the next ad.
Oh, unbelievable. We're on
Alex,
the same page.
Alex, yes. I got to tell you something. I checked out the website for PBS, and you cannot get, they're not selling America Rebuilds anymore. So that just verifies how important that video is, and I checked it a couple weeks ago to see if, you know, they were scheduled to show it on the weekend of 9/11 nationally, but you checked each local listing, and every time I checked a major local listing, they weren't showing it.
Again, that's where that's where the owner admits they blew up WPC7.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
great points, James. Eli in Detroit, last caller we have time for. Go ahead, Eli.
Yeah, hi. Look in the Detroit Free Press of yesterday at the bottom of the front page, and you'll see quite an article on foiling a bomb plot. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
No.
Austin Kowski is arrested and placed a $1.35 million bond based on a tip from a person he was sending increasingly violent messages. He called himself Nazi bot sadistic.
We're out of time.
The president has also found a trove of guns, knives, chemicals, bomb-making, Nazi pop.
Okay, thank you for the call. Got to let you go. We're out of time. Is there a website people can check out, Jimmy?
www.walden3.org.
Walden3.org. All right, I'll be talking to you soon, sir. I really appreciate you coming on the broadcast, and I appreciate the work you've done. This is so incredibly exciting, and Godspeed to what you're doing.
Thank you, Alex, and we'll talk soon.
All right, take care, my friend.
Take care of yourself.
All right, bye-bye. Folks, I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. Be sure and join us. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. We shall prevail.